Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, May 31st edition of the program. We have Biden world freaking out because they realize that everybody understands how bad they are at running the country. The polls show it. Everybody shows it. And now the narratives are working at cross purposes because they can't even get the story straight. Plus, Canada takes a big step in the gun grabber direction because Justin Trudeau, of course, is a anti-self-defense, anti-right to bear arms lunatic. And we've also got 70% of the nation's baby formula still out of stock. And children's learning loss in the pandemic wasn't just reading and math. It was also emotional and social skills. Story in the New York Times dealing with that. I don't like saying I told you so about such serious things, and you all believed me all along, but to the libs out there, we told you so. And that is the reality of the situation. We'll dive into all this in a second. Look, if you run a small business, you got to have a very good answer to who's running your HR, right? Who's running it? If the answer is I'm going to figure it out myself, or maybe even no one, guess what? One employee complaint can turn your world upside down. HR is not just about avoiding risk, though. A business leader should do right by the people that that business leader employs. That's why you need Bambi. Bambi is an HR platform built for businesses like yours so you can automate the most important HR practices and get your own dedicated HR manager. Bambi's HR autopilot automates your core policies, your workplace training, and employee feedback. Your dedicated HR manager will help you navigate the more complex parts of HR and guide you to compliance. Available by phone, email, or real-time chat. Go to Bambi.com/buck right now for your free HR audit. That's Bambee.com/buck right now. Bambi.com/buck. Bambee.com/buck. Folks, it's $99 a month. No hidden fees. Cancel any time. For your business, you got to try this. It's so much more efficient, effective, useful, helpful than just letting it whirl. You want to actually have a plan in place for your HR. Trust me on that one. So Biden's having a rough one. NBC News. When I say a rough one, I don't mean a rough day, rough week. I mean a rough presidency. Biden is having a rough presidency. And you see why. The people around him are incompetent zealots. The people that are making decisions on his behalf aren't really any better than he is. And as we know, he is in decline. That much is obvious. There's an NBC story, and they're trying so hard to come up with something. It's not Biden's fault. He's a good president. They're trying. They want to come up with something. He's great. He's Biden. And they can't. So they have things like this. Any assessment of Biden's performance needs to take into account the epic challenges that he faced from the start. What are these epic challenges that every president does not have to face? I'm just wondering. He was given the vaccine. Remember the vaccine that was supposed to be the end of COVID? It wasn't the end of COVID, as we all know, obviously, but it was much better than what Trump had to deal with. And yet more people died under Biden's first year in office, the second year of the pandemic, then died under Trump his last year in office, the first year of the pandemic, which obviously isn't what one would expect unless you realize Democrats' whole, I'm not going to shut down the economy, I'm going to shut down the virus. Yeah, good old Joe giving the same story, you know, wearing the same suits, giving the same grin, same shouty, then whispery. It's the same song and dance from this guy for 40 years, folks. You go back and look at it. It's been the same shtick. This guy is a sub-mediocrity intellectually, ethically, professionally. I don't care that he's president. He's president because the Democrats found the nearest warm body that they could make president during a pandemic year. And they said, yeah, this guy, he's got name recognition. Let's go for it. And they lied and lied and lied about Trump, Russia collusion. They changed the election laws in different states so they could get away with all kinds of shenanigans. And here we are. And now we're supposed to say, oh, wow, who could have seen this coming? Everybody saw it coming. Everyone saw this coming. Who has a brain? Democrats are all, man, maybe he wasn't really the savior we thought he was. No, it turns out he's not. This is all from this NBC piece, by the way. At a meeting with advisors about a month ago, Biden was surprised to see polling that indicated he had dropped among suburban women. Oh, you mean the whole, they're going to take away your birth control, Roe v. Wade, all that fear-mongering doesn't actually move the needle politically? Turns out the country doesn't agree with the Democrat extremist position on not only the issue of abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. The Democrat Party is extreme on that. They are all 9 months of a pregnancy, as you know. But there are other things that suburban women do care about. Now, we're never going to win over the unhappy feminist cat ladies who sit around watching The View and MSNBC and thinking that they're getting honest journalism or whatever. That's never going to happen. But to the women out there who are like, look, I just want to be able to pay my bills for my household. I want the kids to be safe on the streets. I want there to be baby formula on the shelves. They have to look at this Biden administration and say, well, this is a mess. They look at inflation being the worst that is in 40 years. And Joe Biden's big plan was to spend more money like a lunatic. Build back better. Yeah, I'm going to build back better. No, he's not. It's a mess. Guy's a mess. We all know it. You know it. I know it. And yet now they know it, too. He's now lower than Trump, this NBC piece says, and he's really twisted about it. Another person close to the White House, at a meeting with Biden about a month ago, he was surprised that he had dropped among suburban women. Biden himself, this is great, Biden, the strategist, thought up the phrase ultra MAGA, which he and other Democrats have started using in hopes of drawing a clear contrast with Trump's movement. Ultra MAGA, I want it on a T-shirt. I want it on a visor. I want it on a beer cozy. And I don't even drink beer, producer Mike. I don't even drink beer. I want it. Ultra MAGA sounds amazing. And honestly, if someone hasn't already started an Ultra MAGA product line, they should. And on the baby formula shortage, speaking about suburban women, suburban moms in particular, this is the reality still of the baby formula shortage, which the White House is now admitting they were slow to act on.
With store shelves still barren across the country, tonight communities organizing giveaways to help desperate families in need of baby formula.
I have no baby formula for my baby for the last 2 weeks.
An estimated 70% of the nation's baby formula supplies now out of stock. In Dearborn, Michigan on Friday, cars lined up for nearly a mile waiting for formula. Volunteers struggling to meet the demand as some in line were turned away empty-handed.
See, here's the dilemma that the Democrats face in this moment. What really matters more to normal people going about their everyday lives in America? The January 6th insurrection to destroy the whole nation by a bunch of middle-aged folks, mostly almost entirely guilty of trespassing. Or you can't actually afford your gas, your mortgage. There's no baby formula to buy even if you can afford it. What matters more to people? All the Democrats are finding out. You know, they always talk about the kitchen table issues. Democrats, folks, are the party of trans agenda drag shows with men twerking on stage for toddlers in the audience. Plenty of video of this. It's a real thing. And letting biological males compete against biological females, also known as females, in the NCAA in the Olympics. And spending trillions of dollars and acting like they don't understand the cause of inflation and being soft on crime and then saying, what's soft on crime? It's letting criminals prey on people without severe consequences that they deserve. That is what the Democrat Party has become. Those things, destroying the currency, destroying safety on the streets, destroying culture and sanity in this country. That is what they are now. And I think there's this slow recognition of, oh, my gosh. We can't actually sell this to the American people. Turns out Joe Biden, the Trojan horse, isn't going to be able to convince people that we're something other than what I just described. And the polls are in line with it. How are they going to turn this around, folks? It's basically June. June, July, then we get into the August recess, and then it's election time, baby. But I got to tell you right now, it's not going to be enough to win. It has to be an annihilation, that we have to invoke the equivalent of the T-ball mercy rule for Democrats in this election. It has to be the biggest walloping ass kicking we have seen in my lifetime in politics. Winning is not enough. It has to be repudiation. It has to be, oh my gosh, the Democrats say, our ideas are stupid, and clear majorities of the American people across the country are saying enough of the madness. We'll get back into Trudeau's madness up in Canada here in a second. Another month comes to a close. We're likely to hear soon about more bad news and the cost of living and inflation. It'll remind you one more time that our dollars are not going nearly as far and that our dollars saved are worth less than before. Protect the value of your savings account and use a portion of your savings to purchase the time-tested precious metal, gold. You can buy real gold and have it delivered to your home. Oxford Gold Group makes it easy. They're arranging for those deliveries every workday. And this is the gold company that I buy my gold from. You can also have gold put in your IRA or your 401k. Real gold and silver placed into those retirement accounts. The Oxford Gold Group is the industry leader in precious metals. They offer gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. And they'll beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Get gold you can hold or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group to request your free precious metals investment guide by dialing #250 on your cell phone and say the keywords gold IRA. You'll receive your precious metals investment guide directly to your phone and get all your questions answered with one call to Oxford Gold. Simply dial #250 and say the keywords gold IRA. Justin Trudeau, the little side part fascist up in Canada, has some thoughts on guns.
We're introducing legislation to implement a national freeze on handgun ownership. What this means is that it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. And will require the permanent alteration of long gun magazines so they can never hold more than 5 rounds. These are actions that doctors, experts, and chiefs of police have been calling for years, and we're acting on their advice.
Doesn't he just honestly speak like such a pretentious little jerk? You know, he really does sound like the guy who stands up in every class in college and goes, speaking from the perspective of an ally male feminist, kind of over enunciates everything. This is what we have been calling for years. Oh, really, Trudeau? Here's a prediction that I would, whatever amount of money somebody wants to come up with, we should try to set up. I wish we could set up bets on these things. Here's a prediction. This won't do anything because Canada has not that much gun violence to begin with. As we know, it has a small population. This isn't going to make a damn bit of difference to people who are law abiding. It's going to be annoying to the criminals. Guess what? They're not going to say, wait a second. You mean that it's now even more illegal than the other illegal stuff I was going to be doing? You mean a straw purchase is illegal under Canadian law even more so than it was before? Buying a handgun in cash from somebody out of the back of a trunk in downtown Toronto is even more illegal? Oh, no, now I'm really not going to do it. They just keep being wrong. But here's the thing, friends. It's like what we saw with COVID. By the time it's clear to everybody that they're wrong, they don't care that they were wrong. They got their way and they moved on to the next thing. This will be true of guns, and this will be true as well. This was true as well of COVID, where the lockdowns now, it turns out, caused tremendous emotional and social learning and developmental damage to children. The masking, the lockdowns, the so-called remote work from home stuff, all of it. This was an absolute mess. And there was no upside to it. Children were not at risk. Children should have been in school the whole time. And the libs were wrong. Libs, wrong on guns, wrong on lockdowns for schools, for children. They should run on that this election. We'll see how that does. That goes for them. Got to leave it there for today, team. Back from Bermuda today. So got a lot of energy this week. Going to do a lot of shows, a lot of things. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.